Something I noticed with a lot of the words that we try to, that are used often in the Pali Canon, that we try to understand through the English language, the way they're employed in everyday Indian use, they are much more about flavour than specific meaning. And actually, mano was just thinking that in Gujarati, when you say manthi, it's to do something with intention. So it's not to do it with the mind, but to do it decisively, to do something decisively, to do something intentionally. So it doesn't locate it as a function. It's not a function, it's like a flavour or a feeling. Yet, so if someone's cooking and they're sort of haphazard, someone will say she didn't cook with intention, or she didn't cook with manthinati jamarti, she's not cooking with intention, yeah, or with mindfulness, or what was the other word? Decisiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the same with duk. Duk has such a huge, it's employed in such a wide, it's like an everyday, all day, every day. So you
all day, every day dukkha.
So again, suffering, it is quite heavy, the way that it's, we use it now, but I had a guy on it in an ashram once. They were talking about where to put the plants, and someone said, oh, don't put that next to that, the tree will be dukkhi. The tree won't like it. That feeling that like those two plants, they shouldn't be next to each other, not compatible. And so he used it like that, you know, like that will make the tree sad. So he used duk in the spectrum is so huge that it's impossible to say that it means that, but you get a sense of it, just develops this flavour over a period of time. Like, you can just feel it. You're like, oh yeah, that's duk, or that's dukkhi, or that's going to make me dukkhi. And man is one that's used a lot as well in a lot of different contexts. But the one that's most common is manthi, is to do something with intention or with decisiveness, but not the mind, not muggage. Brain is used more, to the word brain is used if you want to specifically talk about someone using the cognitive faculties. They'll talk about the brain, so they'll say your brain spins. One of my cousins would say to me, "Taro muggage bol chakkar mare," your brain spins a lot. So he's talking about proliferate mm-hmm. lots. He would put that to the brain, but he wouldn't say wouldn't say that man fare, your mind. That, he wouldn't use the word man there.
And in English, there's also those kind of constellations of meaning. So, like when there's an emotion, you wouldn't say my brain is broken, you say my heart is broken.
Yeah.
I heard also in Gujarati that the word that's similar to papancha means kind of contorted or knotted. We don't get that from proliferation, but it's like certainly when the mind is lost in papancha, then it's in that kind of contorted, knotted, sort of tangled state. So.
Mm. But it's nice to break man down so it doesn't feel like such a solid thing, because it can feel, mano can feel very solid sometimes. Mm. Yeah, in Gujarati anyway, maybe it's different, because I know that Pali and Sanskrit, or Pali and the Indian languages, don't always match up, but it's interesting because Ajahn Kulabamma said that maybe that's how it's meant.
Yeah, I think so. It was very interesting having Venerable Ananda Maitreya. He spent his 70th Vasa here in 1986. He had more reins than the whole rest of the male Sangha put together. His Upatak was senior to Lumpur Sumedho. He had extraordinary linguistic skills. He spoke about 13 or 14 languages. He could speak in Pali, and he had several Indian languages. And so he was marvelous listening to, because he would pick up these kind of things and hearing about the word Baka for the name of the Brahma. That was Venerable Ananda Maitreya pointed that out. And he said, many of the translators, the English translators of the Pali, they miss so many of these nuances and aspects of also many puns or double meanings. It's obvious to him with several Indian languages and with Pali and Sanskrit that the translators completely missed the joke or didn't get the extra shades of meaning that are there with their particular use of a word. The Pali canon is filled with humour, but most of the early translators missed it. Bhikkhu Bodhi was a student of his, so he picks up quite a few of those things and spells them out in the notes sometimes. that sort of feeling for the constellation of meanings and tones around particular words. It was marvellous having him around to illuminate those areas.